Ben Ruby, Morris. Morris Ben Ruby, born 27 December 1914, was a Greek Jew who had emigrated to France, from where he was deported to Auschwitz on 20 July 1942, arriving there 3 days later. He was assigned to a grave digger unit. This unit had the horrific duty to bury thousands of victims of the typhus epidemic that had gotten out of control during that time. Since the camp's only crematorium had to be taken out of service for repairs around that time, there was not even any option to cremate these victims. Sometime during the mid to late 1980s, Ben Ruby was interviewed by French historian Jean-Claude Pressac, who published Ben Ruby's tale in 1989. Since this testimony was written down 40 years after the event, Ben Ruby's memory was possibly contaminated by 40 years of exposure to the ubiquitous Orthodox narrative. His brief testimony therefore has little probative value. Yet an analysis of this witness's claims is interesting all the same. Ben Ruby claimed that he had been assigned to transport bodies to mass graves. He claims that there were 10 open pits measuring 20 meters times 3 meters, 2.5 meters deep, and that there were several older graves about 300 meters long, which had been filled and covered recently. However, the mass graves visible on air photos show that Ben Ruby's dimensions are way off the mark. These graves were some 10 meters wide and 100 meters long, and there were exactly 4 of them. Ben Ruby also insisted that he had seen, quote, trickles of light-colored decomposed fat, mixed with blood, unquote, on the soil covering the mass graves. However, the bodies buried in there were mostly emaciated typhus victims, or if we follow the Orthodox narrative, also gassing victims. Neither of them can spill blood after dying, and no corpse ever can spill fat. Ben Ruby only briefly mentioned extermination facilities, which must be assumed to be the sources of the dead bodies he was transporting, although he was not explicit in this regard. The few details he mentioned about these facilities are all wrong. They were allegedly 2 concrete blocks measuring some 20 meters times 20 meters. However, the Orthodox narrative has it that these were 2 old brick and mortar farmhouses, the so-called bunkers of Birkenau. They were located right next to each other. However, the Orthodox narrative has it that they were located some 500 meters apart. The building's doors were, quote, of the rolling or sliding type, unquote. However, a sliding or rolling door could neither have been made gas tight nor secured against a panicking crowd. They had shower heads on the ceiling and clothes hooks at the walls. However, the Orthodox narrative has it that the bunkers had bare rooms with nothing in them. Shower heads were claimed for the alleged gas chambers of the Birkenau crematoria, and clothes hooks presumably adorned the walls of the undressing basement rooms in crematoria 2 and 3. This shows how Ben Ruby's memory has been contaminated by claims about other facilities he must have heard or read about. In front of the bunkers, the Sonderkommando, with whom Ben Ruby insisted he had nothing to do, had piled up the victims, neatly sorted by gender and age, quote, one of men, one of women, and one of children under 10, unquote. Ben Ruby had to load them on carts to be wheeled away. However, the Orthodox narrative has it that the bodies were taken out of the bunker and loaded directly onto carts. Sorting them by age and gender certainly would not have happened. Moreover, the people doing the work of hauling the bodies from the bunkers to the graves were the very Sonderkommando members. Hence, if Ben Ruby tells the truth, then he was a member of that team, but he says he was not. Ben Ruby's tale has a true core. From July to September 1942, the period of his experiences, the typhus epidemic in Auschwitz reached its catastrophic climax, with hundreds of victims per day. The camp's only crematorium at that time could not cremate them all. Hence, the just mentioned 4 long mass graves were created, and Ben Ruby may have helped filling them up with bodies, spicing up his memories with disparate aspects, taken from other sources. For more details, see Graph 2019, pages 203-205, Metonio 2016 F, pages 123-126.